And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2014. It was on this day, 1933, the Nazi Party in Germany won 44% of the vote in parliamentary elections, which enabled it to join with the Nationalists to gain a slight majority in the Reichstag. And within 3 weeks, the Reichstag had passed the Enabling Act, which gave Hitler dictatorial powers. It was on this day in 1975 that the Homebrew Computer Club first met in a garage near Menlo Park in Silicon Valley. 1975, computers were not for personal use. They were gigantic, could take up an entire room, could cost about $1 million apiece. Among the early members of the Homebrew Computer Club were high school friends Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, who designed the Apple I and the Apple II to bring down to the Homebrew Computer Club and show it off. It's the birthday of the novelist Frank Norris, Chicago, 1870, author of McTeague, died at 32 of a ruptured appendix, having written 2 books of his Epic of Wheat trilogy, The Octopus and The Pit. Frank Norris, who said, "I never truckled, I never took off the hat to fashion and held it out for pennies. By God, I told them the truth. They liked it or they didn't like it." It's the birthday of the novelist Leslie Marmon Silco, born Albuquerque, 1948, grew up in the Laguna Pueblo Reservation, went to law school, but she quit after she read Charles Dickens's Bleak House. She said, "The law has nothing to do with justice, and injustice can't be left unchallenged. So I decided to be a writer. Writing can't change the world overnight, but writing may have an enormous effect over time, over the long haul." Best known for her novel Ceremony, story of a Laguna man named Tayo, who comes home to the reservation after surviving World War II and the Bataan Death March. And it's the anniversary of the shooting incident that came to be called the Boston Massacre, 1770, an argument between colonials and a British soldier. A crowd of men gathered, soldiers came out on the street. The crowd taunted them, threw ice at them, dared them to shoot, and they did, and 5 men were killed. The soldiers were put on trial. The lawyer chosen to represent them was John Adams, who managed to get all but 2 acquitted. It's the birthday of the mapmaker, Gerardus Mercator, born in Flanders in Belgium in 1512, who developed the technique for accurately projecting the globe onto a flat surface so that longitude and latitude lines would always be at right angles to each other, which permitted sailors to plot a route between any 2 destinations in the world using a straight line and then follow that route without having to adjust their compasses. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, "Where Go the Boats." Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand. It flows along forever, with trees on either hand. Green leaves a-floating, castles of the foam, boats of mine a-boating, where will all come home? On goes the river, and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the hill, away down the river, 100 miles or more, other little children shall bring my boats ashore. Where Go the Boats by Robert Louis Stevenson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.